Now this is a dedication for Orvan, O-R-V-S in Victor, A-N. Tharp is a T-H-A-R-P as in Paul. June 1934. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mr. Thorpe or Tharp, who has progressive renal failure, hypertension, small kidneys. Last visit in January, comes accompanied with wife, stable dyspnea, which unfortunately is on minimal activities. There is severe hypoxemia according to the son, which is present. There are discussions about potentially going into hospice. They are going to talk to you this afternoon. He has also some memory issues. Weight is stable, 198, trying to do salt fluid restrictions, 3 meals a day, no vomiting. Denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies abdominal pain, has nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood flow is in the low side, a stable edema, no chest pain palpitation, uses a cane, denies falling episode, denies purulent material hemoptysis, a stable dyspnea, which is advanced severe. There is also some degree of orthopnea, denies a skin rash, no bleeding nose gums. Much more sleepy all the time. Medication list review. Notice the Lasix, Metoprolol, Terazosin, Norvas. Today blood pressure 140/78. Bilateral JVD. Rarely pleural effusion on the right comparing to the left. No pericardial wrap. Most likely has ascites. Also edema 3-4 plus. Uses a cane. Oriented to person, cooperative, normal speech, tall, large, obese person, no gross focal deficit, but weakness. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 3.9, GFR 14, stage 5, normal potassium, low sodium, elevated bicarbonate, normal albumin, calcium, minor, normal phosphorus, anemia 10.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 5, next number bilateral small kidneys, likely hypertensive nephrosclerosis without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention, probably renal artery stenosis 2, next number hypertension of the elderly, predominant systolic, next number proteinuria but non-nephrotic range, next number echocardiogram findings for severe pulmonary hypertension, dilated right ventricle, which likely explains edema, ascites, and probably cardiorenal syndrome, next number pacemaker, atrial fibrillation, rate control, no anticoagulation. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, presently no need for EPO treatment. Next paragraph, we discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure, patient son as well as wife have discussed with Orvan, he does not want to do invasive procedures, including dialysis. We discussed that he might benefit from hospice care, no more blood testing. Consider oxygen and comfort care. Condition is guarded, no follow-up, and emotional support provided, end of dictation.